Would you pray with me? Father, we praise you for the privilege that we have of remembering you and gathering together this morning. Praise you for the privilege that it is to sing praises to you. Lord God, we can only do that because of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that our time together here would be pleasing to you, would be glorifying to you. I pray that we would remember him well. And I pray it in his name. Amen. In our time around the Lord's table, we want to remember Jesus and his death on behalf of all of those who would place their trust in him as their Savior and their Lord. And our passage today will help us understand exactly what was required of Jesus in order for him to do that. So if you have your Bibles with you, please turn with me to Matthew 27. This passage describes the very front end of the crucifixion. In Matthew's account, the Roman soldiers have already beaten Jesus in the praetorium. He is bloody and he is weak, and they are heading out to Golgotha, where he will be crucified. So let's read two verses together. Let's read verses 33 and 34. And as we read them, I would just ask you to focus on the response of Jesus as a drink is offered to him by the soldiers. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, they gave him wine to drink mixed with gall. And after tasting it, he was unwilling to drink. In Roman crucifixions, the one being crucified was given a small amount of sour wine. And this was probably something that occurred before the victim was nailed to the cross. Verse 34 tells us that that wine was mixed with gall. And most commentators would agree that this was a decent, humane gesture in what was an otherwise inhumane execution. This was a sedative that was intended to numb the senses of the one being crucified. It was intended to provide a small reprieve against the agony that would come. Let's look at Jesus' response to this offer. It's there at the end of verse 34. We see it clearly. He was unwilling to drink. And here's where we see the true character of Jesus that we want to remember this morning. Because Jesus understood that he was to be a substitute for all of those who had placed their trust in him. And to be a substitute is to take the place of another one. And to take the place of a sinner is to experience everything that that sinner should experience. A sinner, because of their sin, has created an infinite offense within a holy God. And the righteous, the just, the right response of that holy God to that sin that is such a great offense to him is to pour out his anger on them forever in a lake of fire. And so Jesus knew that in order to take their place as a substitute, he needed to experience everything that they would experience for eternity in that lake of fire. This meant that he had to experience the full weight of their physical and their spiritual torment while he was on the cross. And so if he were to accept a substance that would in any way mask or alleviate the pain of that process, his work as our substitute would not have been accomplished. And so, in a humble obedience to the Father's design, he refused to take what was offered to him. And that's what we want to remember of Jesus this morning. If you're here this morning and you have submitted your life to Jesus' lordship over you, you understand that the death he died in place of everyone who would submit to him, not only as their Savior, but as their Lord. And if your life bears evidence of you walking in submission to his leadership of you, would you join us? Join us this morning in taking the elements when they come to you. Remember how Jesus suffered everything that you should suffer for eternity. The believer is one who walks in repentance of their sin. It's a living, it's an ongoing repentance. So a believer is one who examines themselves regularly as to the offense that their life is against God, and they walk in repentance from that sin. So I would urge you, if you claim Jesus as your Savior today, before taking the elements, examine your sin, and if there's any pattern of life in your life that is sinful, to repent from that and turn from that today, and then take the elements in a worthy manner. If you're here today and Jesus is not your Savior, he is not your Lord, anybody in this room, examine what it is that Jesus has done on behalf of all of those who do believe, that he died in their place, he suffered in their place. He did something that we could never do ourselves, and that is satisfy God's wrath against us. Understand that God has one response to you and to the offense that your sin is against him, and that is to place you forever in a place where you will receive his judgment and his torment on you. So the Lord's table is for believers. It's for people who have placed their trust and their confidence in Christ. When the elements come to you, take them and hold them. If you have any questions about what it means to have a relationship with Christ, come see me or come see any of the other elders. Talk to the person who's next to you in the row. They would love to talk to you about Jesus as Savior and Lord. So men, come and serve us. Take the elements on your own.